You have to have probiotics. You have to have a huge culture of Acidophilus and Bifidus and then a few others thrown in there. So you go to the store because you've heard those are good and you buy it. But I never ever felt any benefit from any of those things. Why? Because they pasteurize them. So they kill off all the bacteria in the healthy bacteria. So I know it's like that. So they're not alive. Okay, so there's this huge myth going on out there. All right, so now that you know that, why do people get tired after lunch? Right, the food is supposed to give you energy. So, I mean, let's talk about how backwards it really is. They're supposed to give you energy. So why is it that when you eat food, you're tired? If they're not giving you energy and they're making you tired, wouldn't it indicate that they're actually taking energy away from you? Why are they taking energy away from you? You're trying to metabolize something that can't be metabolized. So the foods are so dead that instead of giving you energy, they rob you of all the enzymes necessary to break the food down, which comes from your pancreas, you know, boom, and other vital organs. So this is a layperson's approach. You might find little flaws in it, but most of this checks out. Okay, so now you have aging again, because digestion is one of the things that takes the telomeres down the most. It's like metabolism. It takes the most out of you. So a very well-known fact is less food equals a younger body across the board. Less food equals a younger, more vital body, because there's less metabolism. There's just less stress on the whole system. Okay, so if you eat enzymes, at least if you eat digestive enzymes, you'll break down your food without stressing your body out. Does that make sense? And if you eat digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, you'll clean your blood at the same time and you'll clean your tract. So why do people get tired after intense mental work? Because you've done that, right? Have you ever worked mentally really hard and gotten tired? Yeah. Because you don't have the chemicals that you need, which are essentially amino acids and minerals. Okay? This Afanasiamina flossaqua has all the amino acids in a ratio. Now, talk about ratio. There's a certain ratio of the way things should occur in nature, right? You need a couple of parts of this and a couple of parts of that. Well, the ratio of amino acids in that food is the exact same ratio as in human breast milk, which is kind of an interesting thing to note. It's because it's just naturally occurring in the earth. I'm going to give you a rundown of how aminos work in the body in a second. You just have to bear with me. I just want to get this out. You can listen to it again later. Sometime in the next few months, somebody you know is just going to need to hear about it. Because you can literally save a life just by cleaning the blood, cleaning the digestion, and adding one superfood. It will change every other area of a person's life. So when we talk superfoods, and there are a bunch of them, and I'm not here to bash any other superfood at all, because superfoods do exist. You have to eat them if you want to have a good life these days, because the regular foods are dead. But this particular one has everything in it. So why would it have that? Any idea? Well, it's the essence of the earth. In this earth of ours is everything you need to have a perfect body. So that particular strain of algae is growing at the base of a volcano that blew up Mount Mazama many, many years ago and laid the whole area with silt or dust from a volcano, okay? So the dust of a volcano, when the mountain blew up, this silt is the essence of Earth super rarefied, which contains every substance that's been flowing down into the lake where they harvested from. So that's why it occurs that way. So a lot of superfoods you buy, be aware that if it's grown in a tank, like the spirulinas and the chlorellas and the green foods that are really popular, if it's grown in a tank, what it has in it is what they put in the tank. So what you want when you eat a superfood is something that's wild, that just happens to be growing out of a very, very rich, natural mineral base. And anything that's cultivated is not going to have the same zing as wild, okay? So just keep that in mind. I want to talk about the density of that food. An amount of Afanasiamina flossaqua, the size of a mushroom, would give you more nutrition than 9 bowls of the most organic salad that you could make. That's density. I never even start anybody with that much. An amount of that algae you know, dried, the size of a piece of broccoli would throw your average person into a detox. Okay? It would put so much energy in the body that the body would go, oh, wow, we've got so much energy. Let's clean up everything all at once. Let's throw all those toxins. Why are people so toxic? They don't have the energy to throw the toxins, you see? That's one of the back burner items on your agenda, year in and year out. If you don't have tons of energy, you're not going to throw toxins. What are you going to do instead of throwing toxins? Does anybody know what your body will do? You'll store it in fat to protect you from it. Does that make sense? That's how your body takes care of itself, you know. It wraps it up, saves it for later. Right, like a pearl. Which is why I start people so slow on this, you know, because it produces a tremendous detoxifying effect. The thing that was most strange when they were studying this strain of algae is they weren't even looking for it. 30 minutes after ingesting it, all of the white blood cells went on a seek and destroy mission like a gang of bikers, man. Let's kick some toxic ass! And they could measure it. It shocked them. That just, all the white blood cells were out there in the tissues looking for things to eat. You know, basically looking for toxins to engulf and destroy. So they discovered that it had the most profound anti-cancer properties of any substance studied.